the cost of living in the state of New York is too high. Everyone loves New York who lives here. And there's many people who would love to move here. But the unfortunate thing is they can't afford New York. And so we need to put forth good public policies, reforms to our tax structure, to our regulatory reform structure, as well as moving forward to make New York more competitive and more affordable for its residents and businesses.
When the new fiscal year begins next year, there is going to be a $4 billion windfall. Some call it a surplus, others call it a windfall because it came from bank settlements. How do you think that money should be spent?
Well, that's pretty easy for me to kind of figure out where it should be spent. We should take $1 billion of that money, and we should be investing it in our educational system. Yeah, when we had one-party rule in 2009 and 10, when New York City Democrats ruled the legislature as well as the governor's office, they came up with the gap elimination adjustment, which took $3 billion out of upstate school funding. New York City schools were untouched. We need to fund our educational system better and eliminate the gap elimination adjustment. You take another $1 billion and you invest it in infrastructure improvements. There's far too many counties in upstate New York that they don't have the revenue source to make the necessary improvements in their wastewater treatment systems, in their water treatment systems, in their sidewalks, their roadways. They don't have enough money to expand and improve, to fix their roads and the bridges. So I would earmark $1 billion for upstate counties that need help for infrastructure improvement. And then I would take the other $2 billion that's left and I would give it to the taxpayers, give it back, because it's their money.
There was a candidate in here the other day, not your opponent, but another candidate who said he was surprised to see, he said the economy was the first issue, but he was surprised to see just how angry people are about education, especially about Common Core, teacher evaluation, some of the issues, the controversial issues that now surround education. First of all, your thoughts on Common Core.
Well, your guest was correct. People are frustrated. Parents are frustrated. And our students are frustrated. Our educators are frustrated. Common Core has to stop. As a matter of fact, I'm on the Stop Common Core line on the ballot. We need to develop high standards in our educational system. But this top-down approach, this big government Washington approach that a one-size-fits-all educational system is leaving too many of our children left behind. It is frustrating our students. To the teachers, they are not able to really teach to the curriculum and to the abilities which they hold master degrees in education. And they're not. It's not connecting teacher to student. It's frustrating. And, you know, we deserve in New York State, we taxpayers who pay some of the highest educational costs in the nation, we deserve a world-class education. We need to do much better in educating our students to make them career ready today when they come out of high school and college ready. And if we can bring in local input from our parents, our local teachers and educators, we can implement a high standard, a new way of educating that becomes more three-dimensional and bring in the vocational education experiences, because we need to train a workforce that is career ready.